Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Monday, April 1st, and the topic of our devotional this morning is A Message for the Whole World. Our text taken from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. For the love of Christ constrained us, because we thus judged that if one died for all, then were all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Pastor Chris says, did you know that God isn't counting the sins of men against them? He isn't, because Jesus already died for everybody. I thought he died for Christians, someone might ask. No, it was for the whole world. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 19 from the NIV says that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. Observe that it says God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Why? It's because Jesus died to pay for everybody. When Jesus died, every one of us died in him. In the mind of justice, we were in him in his death. When God raised him up, the whole world was given the opportunity to receive eternal life, the life of righteousness. That's the reason our message is his gospel to the whole world. Our mission is to tell the whole world that Jesus paid for their salvation. Therefore, they don't have to die or be judged anymore. Jesus was judged for the whole world. For everyone in the world today who hasn't been born again, eternal life is available now. All they have to do is believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, in his substitutionary act of salvation, confess the lordship of Jesus over their lives, and they'll be brought into the vital realization, experience, and union with the living Christ. Hallelujah! Please take this prayer with me. Dear Father, thank you for sending Jesus to die for the whole world, thereby making it possible for everyone who believes in his substitutionary work and confesses his lordship to receive eternal life. Thank you for your eternal life in me. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 to 20, Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, and 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, for everyone in the world today who hasn't been born again, eternal life is now available. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here's PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.